This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
Well, it's wonderful to be here, to be alive.
It really is, and we finally got a weekend with some warm temperatures, and it's going to be fantastic.
It is going to be fantastic, and everybody should be out and among them because we've had too much cold weather.
Yeah, we really have, especially at the beginning of this week. It started out rainy and cold, and now here we are in the 70s, and so, yeah, this is great. I think a lot of us have spring fever.
I know, and it's only February. What do you think we'll be like by April?
We'll probably be 100.
I know it. We'll be crazy by April, I guarantee.
Yeah. By April, we'll be wishing for winter again.
Well, and you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had that dirt storm.
Yes.
Terrible dirt storm. Yeah. And then, of course, it got cold again and raining, and they said, well, it's going to snow, and I believed it. But it didn't snow. It just got cold.
Yeah, it felt like it could have snowed at any time. In fact, it was so cold, it was one of those that the cold just goes right through your bones, and you think, my goodness, I feel like I am made out of ice.
That's basically it. It was pretty doggone cold.
Yeah, but here we are, much better now.
Let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that.
Okay, it's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And, of course, the website, as always, is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there and find all kind of case studies, data from past investments. You can actually find, you have posted real hardcore numbers of money that people have made investing through American Financial.
That's right. It gives all of last year, and I don't know if we've got this in January posted yet or not, but we've had 5 policies mature since January 1.
Wow.
So, you know, and we were awarded a $3 million contract on Friday.
Really?
Yes. So we got another $3 million policy. It is a 15-month policy, and it is pancreatic cancer.
Oh, really? Okay, so
and you know, the pancreatic cancer ones are fast. I hate to say that. They are. They just don't last very long.
So how many openings do you have now for this new policy?
Well, we're just starting it. We don't even have the signed documents yet. So it'll be a week probably before we start putting people in it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Right. It might be less than a week, but I'd say a week before we get started on it.
Well, still a $3 million policy, 15 months, that's pretty aggressive.
It is very aggressive. It's a wonderful policy. I'm just thankful we got it. We were trying pretty hard and be awarded it. And we've got a lot more policies that we have been awarded, and we're waiting on the signatures. That's what is always the hard part. You know, these people sell us their policies, then getting them to sign the final document sometimes is a problem.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people say, okay, we're gonna sell this policy, you've got all the paperwork, and then sometimes at the last minute, sometimes people change their mind.
They really do, and they'll wait till the last minute, and then we find out they're not going to sign the final documents. And we've had several that are rescinded. And it's never funny, I can tell you.
Do you know why? What's the thing that sometimes changes their mind? Or maybe we don't even know that.
I think the person, they think it's sicker than they thought they were. And so they think maybe we can get a little bit more by keeping it for ourselves. And or at the last minute, they think, somebody else will give them more money.
Mm.
And so they pull back and keep the policy.
Wow.
So, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. But we do have several million in the pipeline that we're waiting on signatures. So as soon as those are signed, we will be putting people in all of those.
So this is generally a little bit ahead of schedule for this time of year. Normally, Magna comes in and they do all the bidding and they get a lot of policies right off the bat in the first part of the year, and then they kind of jam things up for people like you, where you can't really come in and do it until they're done.
That's right, but we are very, very lucky. We have had more policies come to us to look at this week than I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
I mean, I have bid and bid and bid. I know altogether we have probably bid this week on about 18 million in new policies.
Just this week alone?
This week alone. We have bid a lot of policies.
Wow.
And we don't know how many of those we'll get to bid on. But we were aggressive on it, and I'm anxious to see how many of those we will get.
I know there's really no way to tell for sure, but if you were to guess, when would you know about all 18 million that you bid on this week, if they're ready
to
go?
I think it'll be 2 to 3 weeks on the new bids.
Okay.
Yeah, because every bid has to be in before it'll be awarded to somebody. And I think we'll get probably maybe 50% of those.
Wow.
You know, I would estimate, 50%.
That's pretty fantastic. So within the next month or so, you may very well have $9 million worth of policies on your desk ready for people to invest in.
I think we'll have more than nine.
Wow.
Yes, we'll have more than nine. Probably about $14 million before it's over with.
Wow.
Because we've got a lot that have already been approved. We're just waiting on that final signature on the contract.
How many do you have ready to go right now? Are there open policies that you have at this moment?
Yes, we have a few right now that are open that we are, I think we've probably got 1 million right now that we'll start filling this week.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we've got at least 1 million because we were awarded several and they are signed, sealed, and delivered.
Wow.
And all those that are signed and ready to go, we're filling those this week. So there's at least 1 million this week. That's $3 million policy. I expect to have the paperwork finished on it, I think, pretty quick. I think it's going to be quicker than those other policies.
Okay.
So I think we're going to get that done. But anyway, I'm really excited. This is more policies than we've had the start of a year in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
because we've got so many.
This is a great way to start 2017. It looks like more people are going to be able to make more money because they're able to start earlier.
That's exactly right. And, it's just a good way to start because they're all short. I think I did 2 30 months that I felt like would come in earlier, but I did some 15 and 18 months that the people are not even going to live that long.
Wow. Normally the average is around 24-ish.
Yes, and it's going to be less than that on this go-around of the policies that I've just bid. Of those, it's going to be shorter term even than that.
So this is an opportunity for folks to make some really aggressive returns on their investment.
Yes, I think so. I think it'll be a fairly quick turnaround. I don't think it's going to be what the LE shows. And, of course, I've got notes on every one of them to see if I'm right. But I think one in particular, the woman's 34 years old. She is not going to last 15 or 18 months. There's
wow.
just no way. But two of these are, in my opinion, will come in early. There's not any doubt about it. But the others, they may be exactly right. But I think at least two of them are going to be shorter than the 15 months that they think.
So if somebody wants to get in on these policies, what's the number they should call?
They should call 877-588-3330 and make an appointment, come in and talk to us and see if this is for them. See if if this is what they would like to do.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Now, you say that some of these policies, you feel like they're going to come in early. What about these really got your attention?
Well, the lady started out with breast cancer, and that did not look like it was too aggressive. and then it went to her brain. And they've operated on her brain twice. So I can tell you right now that she is not going to survive 15 months. She's in way too bad a shape. And it's just the bad breaks have got her. So I would say that one. And then we have, you know how I feel about pancreatic cancer. It's so aggressive. You know, they just, and the pancreatic cancer one, they operate on the person. And then in the field notes, it says that it didn't do any good, that the resection was not useful. So in other words, even though they did the operation, it did not help at all. It was still progressing. In other words, it didn't stop it. So I think that is the second one that will probably be real short. I don't think it'll be very long. And we'll see if I'm right or not. I may not be right, but I really think I am, and I've marked it down what my thoughts are. So we'll wait and see. You know, I've twice last year, you know, I was right on a couple of these that I thought were short.
Well, you know, you've been buying policies, you've been buying life insurance policies for 16 years?
No, we didn't start out with those. We didn't start that for until 8. But we've been in business a long time, and you know, we started out doing life insurance and annuities 16 years ago.
Okay.
And then we started this, and then we started learning the correct way to do it.
So you've been looking at these life insurance policies for almost 10 years, and so you've really had a chance to go through the learning process, and that's really behind you now. And at this point, now you've got that eye where you can look at these policies and you can see, you know, what the policyholders have been through, where they are, and where you think they're going, with really an expert opinion.
Well, I think so. I mean, I think we've got it down now where we know how to do it. We know not to buy elderly people's policies. You know, we do not do senior policies.
Yeah.
We learned the hard way. The premiums are high. You know, it's just a no-win situation. And if you do people that are not elderly and they have cancer, they will pass away. But we've found that the elderly are not sick. They're just elderly, bless their hearts.
Where's that threshold for where does elderly begin? What age?
I think elderly is someone 80 years old.
Okay.
And I don't want to do anyone even close to 80. You know, I turned down policies this week. I looked down, it said 84. I go, not me. You know, I start running. Man, don't get me near someone like that, because I guarantee, first of all, the premiums are high. If it goes over, it could really hurt someone. And the other thing is they don't have cancer. And that's really all we do. We are a company that does life insurance on people that have cancer, that are terminally ill. We do any viaticals, and that's what a viatical is, a terminally ill person. So, you know, that's what we do. One of our providers, one of our licensed providers, has joined with us to buy policies in Texas from people who are terminally ill, to go direct to them and buy their policies.
Really?
And, yes. So that's another thing coming up probably within 30 days.
Now, how is that different from what you've been doing in the past?
Well, the way we did it in the past, the person would go to their broker, their local broker. So then you've got that extra man in there. You've got their broker, then you've got our licensed provider, okay? So there's two brokers. This way, this will eliminate the brokers other than the one we use. The life insurance people that have the policies can go direct to our broker.
So this basically cuts out the middleman.
We cut out the middleman. So this will help the owners of those policies a lot.
Does this save the investor money, or is it
absolutely
a smoother process?
Because they have to pay their broker. When they take it to their broker, they're not doing it for fun. They charge them a fee. And, you know, it's quite high. And I think lots of times it's unfair how much their broker charges them. So this will eliminate one broker, which should help them. And our, as I said, our licensed provider is going to start doing this with us in Texas.
And when will potential investors start to see the results of this shift?
Oh, I think in the next 30 days.
Oh,
they'll see how that they can go direct, and that'll give them more money. They will get more money out of their policy by doing it that way.
So you're streamlining things. You've cut out the middleman. You've got some fantastic policies that you've been bidding on, and hopefully we'll get a large chunk of those. And it all seems to kind of line up that this is really a great time to start thinking about investing in life insurance policies.
I think it is. I think more so than any time that I know of, it is a good time because people are making a lot of money, and they need to go and look at what our clients made this last year and see how appealing that is. I find it very, very appealing, you know, what people made last year, how soon their policies came in. There wasn't a one of them that was just on time. They were all early. That came in last year.
Wow.
So that I'm impressed about that. One of them was only 1 month early, but the rest of them were came in about 10 months when they were, you know, supposed to be 18 to 24.
So these were these were significantly earlier than what you expected.
Yes, they were a lot.
And when we're looking at, you know, some policies, you know, at 15 months, which is already earlier than the 24-month average, the ones at 15 may come in even earlier, which means we could be looking at actually making money in about a year.
That's right. And of course, there's only two of them that I think really will come in early. But you know, there might be more, and they might all come in on time. You know, you never know. Cancer is a science that I don't think anyone really understands yet, And some of them could come in late. But I rather doubt it. These are pretty aggressive cancers that that we have bid on. They're pretty aggressive. So I think two or three of them will probably come in, you know, quite early. But, you know, people are averaging, you know, 23%. If you can average 23% on your investment, it's a pretty good, solid investment.
That's pretty incredible.
It is, and we try to pay people, you know, 1% a month, and hardly ever do we pay less. Even when people outbid us, and we know that we could have went down a little bit, you know, and been more aggressive, the client would have made a little bit less, but usually we stick right there on that certain amount for the client where they will make more money. And our clients have consistently, you know, made 23% on an average. So I figure that's pretty good. And the people that come to us, yes, they do have to be accredited. We want accredited investors. But if they are accredited and they have a 401 that they need to roll over, an old one or a new one, we don't care. Some of the companies have sold out here in the last week. And I won't say which one because I don't know if the paperwork is all done. But I know that a couple of large companies have sold, and those people are coming over to talk to us.
Wow.
And we appreciate that. And we're hoping to get, you know, some of those people as new clients.
And when you talk about some of these policies going over, that's one of the risks. I mean, we've been talking, you know, so far this morning about, you know, all the fantastic benefits and all the money that can be made and the aggressive timelines. There are a few risks, though, so we probably should go ahead and point some of those out.
There are. And the biggest risk to me is it could go over. The policy could go an extra 2 to 3 years, you know, and you have to be prepared. You know, that you would make less on that policy than you would your others. And if you're diversified, you know, it'll be one policy out of 5 or 10, you know, that's going to make less. So it's important to know what your risks are and to know that you can handle those risks. And in fact, our contracts have all these big words in them all the time. Risk, 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 you know. You know, they tell you 50 times it is a risk. Oh, my gosh. So, the thing of it is, if it goes over, it might be 1,000 a year, it might be 500, but you're going to know all that up front. On that page 14, it tells you everything you need to know. It's going to tell you who the person is that's insured, how old they are, what life insurance company has the paper. It's going to tell you what the rating of the life insurance company is, and you know they have to be at least A to AA rated. We don't do any of them out here in the country, some little old company that nobody ever heard of. They have to be the largest companies in America. And then it tells you what the face amount of the policy is, how much you've invested, what you're going to make, how much we've escrowed for premium, and if it goes over, what your premium will be. And then you sign that saying you agree to it and that you know what we told you, that you know all the facts, you know, on that situation.
And it sounds like when you sit down with somebody and they start investing in life insurance policies, to some people, especially people who are new to the concept, you really go through the process in extreme detail, you know, not only on paper, but, you know, in person, face to face. They ask questions, you answer them, so that there's really no surprises and somebody can't really come back and say, hey, I didn't realize that if it goes over, I've got to pay the premium. That's just not an option.
No, because we want them to know every risk, and we want them to sign that saying they know what the risk is, because that's their biggest risk. Now, the other risk is maybe a life insurance company, you know, might go out of business. We've never had one in the time that I've been in business, but if it did, you know, we've got the Texas Guarantee Fund, you know, that would take care of that. But any life insurance company that I know of, it's went out of business, it's, you know, something happened, someone bought it up very, very quickly because they are valuable and they have all that premium income that anybody would want to buy. So, you know, I think the client is always protected in that. I think that risk is very small. I think your biggest risk, you know, is if it goes over, I think. And, of course, the other things we've done to protect our clients is everything is done through banks and trust companies. You know, we don't escrow the money. I never have the checks made to our company, never. And the checks are always made to the bank. And the bank acts as an escrow agent. They take care of the premium, making sure the premium's paid for us. And then at the end, the check, they get the certified death certificate. The check goes to the bank, and they pay the customers. We never touch those checks. We never even see the check when the policy matures. We don't have anything to do with it. And therefore, their money is a lot safer doing it that way.
Nobody ever writes Faye Bagby a check. That way, you can't, not that you ever would, but you can't go out and buy clothes and cars with investors' money.
Let me tell you, they would take a dim view of that.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over well.
It would not go over well. Oh, my gosh. So, you know, by not touching their money, it gives them a level of security.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And let me mention also, you know, we do annuities. We don't do very many anymore because they don't pay, you know, like what we're doing. But some of these annuity companies, they should be taking that 10% free withdrawal out. Some of them are just taking minimum distribution. You should be going ahead and taking 10% withdrawal where you'll have more of your money out of this thing before it's finished.
Okay.
I just think that'd be a good idea.
Now, anytime people invest in something, whether it's you know, a company, a person, the stock market, even life insurance policies, there's always risks when you invest in something. But relatively speaking, you know, compared to the stock market, especially investing in life insurance policies is much safer. And this has nothing to do with what's happening on Wall Street. Completely separate.
No, if Wall Street falls, it won't make any difference. If it goes up, it won't make any difference about that. But you don't have the up and down. A life insurance policy, they're always going to pay the face amount of that policy.
Have you ever had somebody who has recently, maybe not now, but at some point, come to you and said, okay, I've never invested in life insurance policies before. I've always dealt with the stock market just because it's familiar. It may not be great, but I'm familiar with it, and you know that's just what I stick with. And then they come over to you and start investing in life insurance policies, and then they realize, oh my goodness, I'm not up at midnight and 3 a.m. checking, you know, to see what's going on. Am I making money? Am I losing money? I don't have to do any of that here. Why didn't I do that sooner?
Yes, I have a lot of people like that. And once they start investing and seeing what their profit is, you know, they wish they'd done it a lot sooner. I have a lot of people with different companies here in town that once they did it and saw their first check, they go, golly, I wish I'd been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
And then when their friends, this is another thing, when their friends tell them what they've made, then they come on over and want to do business with us. And it's because their friends tell them exactly what they made. And, you know, this last year, people made a lot of money. They made a lot of money the year before. So they've got a track record with us now. You know, a lot of people have been with us maybe 5 years, a lot of them 4 years, you know. So they have a track record, and they know, you know, what they're making, and that's really important for them.
That is really one of the main ways that you end up having new investors is through word of mouth. People who have done business with you before, they go and they tell your friends. And, you know, there's something that's really special about that, because friends generally are not going to lie to other friends about what they've made and say, hey, you should go over here, because then at that point, their credibility is online. So just the fact that word of mouth has spread like that. In fact, you can see some of the testimonials on your website, American Financial. FinancialMidland.com, but a lot of your business does come from referrals.
That's exactly right. Most of our business does come from referrals because everybody, when they make the kind of money they're making with us consistently, you know, they tell their friends, they tell the guys they work with, they tell the people at church, and then their relatives. Everybody has relatives. Everybody sends their relatives to me. So we have lots of people. We have the aunts, we have the mothers, we have the cousins. You know, we just have a lot of different people. And I know I've got one family that the brother came to me, 3 years ago, I guess. And the brother and the mother in 16. And they've already had their first maturity.
Wow.
We had one of those policies that came in early. They were in it. So they know now that what their brother was saying was an absolute fact, you know, that's really the way it works.
And so now they're going to turn around and invest in other policies and just keep growing it.
Yes, and they've got a diversified portfolio. So, you know, they've got a lot of different policies, a lot of different dates, you know, when they will come due.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really fantastic. And a lot of people, you know, will have, like, their parents will start investing, and then they'll get their kids at a very young age, maybe late teens, early 20s, start getting them involved, and then, you know, they can grow their college fund that way. They could have a nice nest egg before they even enter the workforce. I'm sure you get a lot of that.
Yes, we do, and it pays off. We've just recently done another joint venture between some family members. These family members, they got together and said, you know, we're going to all pool our money together, and that's what they did. And we do a lot of contracts like that.
And it also helps teach young people, you know, the importance of, you know, planning for the future so that you can retire early and happy. And it also teaches them a little bit of responsibility as well.
I think so. And we have several young people that are in college, and they have contracts with their parents, with us. And so, you know, they already had a fund set up, but now this will enable their fund to grow a lot quicker. And I think they're going to be a lot happier with this rather than what they were doing. You know, a lady the other day said she renewed a CD, and she's been a client of ours for a long, long time. But she's an annuity client. She's not a client for the life insurance policies. And I told her, you know, at her age, that we really can't do any investments for. So she goes down to the bank, and they pay her 0.99 for CDs. 0.99.
Really?
Yeah, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a crazy world we live in.
Wow, it really
I never
is.
Thought that low rates would stay this many years.
That's amazing.
I mean, you know, it can go so high, and yet it can come down so low.
0.99.
Yeah, 0.99.
Hmm.
And she said, and the other banks gave her the same amount. I thought how funny that was. I said, what they really gave you is a piece of paper. They didn't give you anything. You know? it's just not anything to it. 0.99. I wouldn't even give them my money.
No. You just don't want to do that. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Every Saturday morning around this time, we like to get into trivia because you come with stacks of facts, and it's a learning opportunity, and I think it's quite fascinating, some of the things that you find out. So what are we talking about today?
Well, what is Monday?
Monday is President's Day.
All right. And you know what? It's not even a legal holiday. Did you know that?
It's not a legal holiday. What do you mean?
Congress has never even declared a national holiday for President's Day. It is really George Washington's birthday is what we're really celebrating.
Wow.
But the president has never stipulated that the name of the holiday observed as Washington's birthday be changed to President's Day.
Wow, it's on all the calendars, and people just know, and sometimes schools
are out. Yeah, we've
got
all these calendar discrepancies.
Wow. So almost every calendar that's in publication is technically incorrect.
Well, they haven't ever declared it. It's just one of those things they did.
Wow.
You know, they do a lot of things like that. But Americans begin celebrating George Washington's birthday months after his death. But long before Congress declared it a federal holiday, it was which president declared Washington's birthday a legal holiday? Do you remember who it was?
I'm going to guess George Washington himself.
No, it was not. It was 1879, and it was President Rutherford Hayes.
Really?
And he said George Washington's birthday will be a legal holiday on his birthday. February 22nd. Uh-huh. Now then, it was celebrated on February 22nd, well into the 20th century. In 1968, Congress passed the Monday Holiday Law, where they would have uniform annual observances. And they wanted these public holidays on Monday and to create a three-day weekend. And they hoped to bring, now listen to this, substantial benefits to the spiritual and economic life of the nation. Well, we've come a long way from there.
Yeah, I guess so.
And Washington is only one of 11 permanent holidays established by Congress.
Really?
Yes. Now, what do they usually do on George Washington's birthday that is so neat?
They have parades.
They do the reading of George Washington's farewell address in the Senate.
Do they really?
Yes, they still do it. Farewell address. And everybody always says it helps us reflect on not just the first president, but the founding of our nation and our values.
Well, he really set the tone, well, obviously being the first president, he set the tone for, you know, future administrations, even to this day.
Now, let me tell you, Washington was actually born on February the 11th in 1731. And everybody says, well, now how in the heck did that happen? We don't celebrate his birthday on February the 11th. Well, what happened is they changed from the Julian calendar to the Georgian calendar, which Europe had been doing since the 1500s. And this calendar reform... people born before 1752 were told, you've got to add 11 days to your birthday. And those born between January 1st and March 21st, as Washington, was told you had to add a year to it.
Wow.
To sync with the new calendar. So He celebrates his birthday on February 26th and enlisted his birth as 1732, even though he was born a year before.
Wow. He could have probably celebrated it twice, on the 11th and the 22nd.
Yeah. And there's some myths about George Washington. The line, "I cannot tell a lie," he didn't say that. He didn't even chop down the cherry tree.
He didn't.
No, a parson named Mason Weems was a biographer, and he made up the story to demonstrate Washington's honesty.
So we've been blaming George Washington for chopping the cherry tree down for over 200 years for no reason.
That's right. And he didn't even do it. And he did not say, "I cannot tell a lie."
He didn't say that either?
No, I made it up. I hate to depress people about that. Now, there's one other myth, and this is a big one. You know, about his wooden dentures.
Mm-hmm.
They were not made of wood. They were made of hippopotamus teeth that had been filed down to fit his mouth.
So,
I mean, that's just too much. I cannot believe it.
I haven't heard that
researched
before.
This every way in the world because I didn't believe it. I just didn't believe it.
He had hippopotamus teeth.
He did. See, and, now, I'm so fond of hippopotamus.
I would have believed it if he had chopped down the cherry tree to make the teeth for his own mouth, but...
Yes, and you notice, he never smiled in any of his photographs. It's because of his teeth. He didn't want anybody looking at him. And they said by the time he was 23, he had lost all but one tooth.
Oh, wow.
And this is why they said his mouth was in constant pain, I guess from the bad dentures they were making. And they made him several different kinds of dentures. One was the slave owners gave him all these teeth. He used those, and then they had him file down these hippopotamus teeth and use those. Now, would you believe the President of the United States doing that?
Hippopotamus teeth.
Hippopotamus teeth. And he looked very nice in all of his big photographs, but if you'll notice him, his mouth was kind of pinched together.
Yeah.
And that was why. He did not want anyone to see his teeth.
Well, here's another interesting fact about George Washington. What did George Washington say to his men just before they crossed the Delaware?
Probably it's going to be icy out there.
No, he said, "Get in the boat."
Get in the boat. Oh, my gosh. Well, it was so cold, I imagine they didn't want to get in the boat to cross the Delaware. Because you remember, that was the midwinter.
That's the only joke I know in the whole world. So there you go.
A one-joke man. I've never heard of such. Oh, Lord help us.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. Well, happy early President's Day to you then on Monday.
Yes, thank you. But, you know, everybody should know about all of our presidents. As famous as our country is, I don't know if they're teaching children all of the really great things about our country. A lot of the president's wives were very interesting. A lot of the presidents were very interesting people. And, of course, you know, back then, they didn't cook in the White House. They had a building behind there that they did their cooking in, their washing, all this sort of thing. We've come a long way.
Have you ever been out to George Washington's place there, Mount Vernon?
No, I haven't.
It's a fascinating place. When you walk on the grounds, of course, George and Martha are buried out there, but when you walk on the grounds, you can just feel this electricity in the air. It's a moving experience.
Well, it sounds like it would really be something that everybody should do and to take their children to also, because it's one that's in a lifetime for all those things, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And there's just so much history in and around Washington, D.C. It's just, we really do, I mean, you know, despite all the things that have been going on, we really do have a lot of fascinating history in our government.
Well, think about how old our country is. And it's so old, and look at all the things we've done about history.
Yeah.
And we have all the beautiful monuments to everyone. and the Lincoln Memorial, all these beautiful things that we've erected in memory of these wonderful times and wonderful people.
We really do a great job of honoring our past. You're right about that, yeah.
And of course, the battle at Gettysburg, they reenact that every year.
Yeah.
And different things to remind us, whether it was the powdered wigs or something else, And of course, England kept all that up.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, everybody escaped, our founding fathers from England and their rule of law, which was depressing to them. They were putting them in prison and everything. So America has come a long way.
And they even learned how to talk without the English accent.
Yes, and that took some time.
Oh, that's fascinating. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number once again.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy College.
And the website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com. You can go there, find case studies and data from past investments. You can read various testimonials. You can also go to 97 Gold and hear some shows on demand. You can also stream. We do this every Saturday morning around 10 o'clock here on 97 Gold. So if somebody wants to go ahead and start, thinking about getting out of the stock market, I know people are, they procrastinate a lot. You talk about how people think about it and they put the number aside, and then, it may be a couple of weeks, it may be a couple of months, maybe even a couple of years before they come see you. What kinds of things do you generally see that people use as that catalyst to make the move?
Well, usually they look at what they've actually made. Lots of times, in New York, it shows all these huge profits and the stock market is up. Then they look at their own little portfolio and it hadn't grown like that.
Yeah.
Just because it shows on the big meters, what the Dow is and what the S&P is, that doesn't mean that your portfolio has done that good. So you have to look at your portfolio and say, well, what has it actually made in the last 5 years or 3 years? And when they do, they're disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're disappointed, they say, maybe I better go talk to Faye. But now they're going to procrastinate. Men procrastinate really bad. They don't just say, I think I'll go do that next week.
Yeah.
We
always think Valentine's Day will come the next week or Christmas will come. Well, I get to Christmas in January.
That's right.
It's a surprise.
This
is a great time to not procrastinate. This is the time to actually go ahead, make that move. You have a lot of really fantastic opportunities, policies to invest in, especially coming up in the next several weeks.
That's exactly right. We've got some that we're starting on Monday, a $1 million policy. We'll be filling that one. And then the $3 million one, it'll probably be another week. And then the others, we're just waiting on signatures. So we do have a lot of policies coming online. And some of the new people have had to wait. And I know they don't understand that. The people have been with us a long time. They understand,
mm-hmm.
But hopefully we'll get everybody in policies the next couple, 3 weeks.
Well, plus also on top of these policies that will be ready to go here in the near future, you're constantly bidding on new policies.
That's right. I have spent a lot of time this week bidding on policy after policy. And as I said, this week they were all short. So we're really proud, to be bringing these short policies.
Yeah, the wheel is always spinning.
It has to. You cannot ever stop for a minute. You have to keep going.
Fantastic. All right, Faye, so if somebody is on the fence and they're thinking about it, what kinds of things do they need to do right now, today, to start getting ready before they call you on Monday?
Well, what they need to do is say, okay, I'm going to need a statement from the brokerage house, or if it's at the credit union or the bank, they've got to bring us statements. They need to show us what their net worth is. They need to show us what their income is, and let's see what they've made. Are they making anything or just a little bit? And then they have to make up their mind, how much do they want to put with us? If it's a trial run or if they're coming in heavy, it depends which way. And, we're willing to talk to them however they want to do it. Always, it's their money. It's not my money.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them that. So they have to make the decision. They have to go home and talk to their wife about it and then decide what to do and then call us back, you know, for that second or third meeting.
And there's always that screening process initially. So when somebody calls, it's not like you're going to say, okay, write us a check and then we'll start. You'll start talking to them first, kind of, you know, do a little questioning back and forth. You'll find out a little bit of information, kind of, you know, is this a right fit initially so that nobody's wasting their, so that people don't start getting weeks into this and then realize, ah, this isn't for me. There is plenty of a lengthy screening process, I guess.
Yes, there is. We have to ask them a lot of questions, and we're not being nosy. We could care less, but the government cares.
Yeah.
The government wants to be sure that you're accredited. They want to be sure what your income is. It's just some more of those rules. And so we have to write all that down, you know. And so we're going to ask that, and just in passing, and, you know, it is confidential. We're not going to tell anybody how much you make. But if the government asked, we would have to tell them.
Sure.
So,
but it's also to help protect them, sometimes protect them against themselves.
Yes, absolutely. If they're not qualified, we want to tell them right up front, you're not qualified, you cannot do this with us. And we don't want them to story to get in with us. If they say, oh, yes, we have plenty of money at home, we have emergency money, we have extra money, and we get in the middle of this and find out they've storied. They don't have any extra money. It's the only money they've got in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot do it.
All right, so somebody needs to make the phone call on Monday. What's the number they need to call?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And they need to go online and look at what other people have made. You know, everything that everybody's made this year, it's right there listed, and you can look and see what people have made. Don't just look at what I tell you. Look at it. It's in writing, and it's a fact.
Thank you, Faye. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.